Dictation for Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E, Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S, August 28, 33, addressed as a letter to Dr. Alexander Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, consultation, Mrs. Jennings. With progressive renal failure hypertension, comes accompanied with son. She's hard of hearing, weight appetite is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia. She has a chronic, she denies diarrhea bleeding. She has prior history for anal fissure requiring surgical repair, 2005, Dr. Gollish, G-O-L-L-I-S-H. Presently constipation for what she takes fiber. There is nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Denies edema, claudication symptoms. Denies neuropathy, numbness, tingling, burning. Denies chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness, or syncopal episode. Denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No purulent material hemoptysis. Denies the use of oxygen inhaler, CPAP machine. No skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose, gums. Review system extensively done, negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension. Follow with cardiology, Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-K-I-E-K. Blood pressure at home in the 130s over 60s and 70s. Supposed to do salt restriction. She's not aware of heart abnormalities. Denies coronary artery disease. Denies congestive heart failure, valve abnormalities, arrhythmia, pacemaker, or heart murmurs. Denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke. Denies liver abnormalities, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, no kidney stones, no blood protein in the urine or infection. The prior anal fissure, as indicated above, following severe diarrhea norovirus, way back in 2003, echocardiogram with aortic insufficiency, flu March of this year. Next paragraph, surgeries, the anal fissure, tubal ligation, right-sided cataract surgery. She received eye shots for macular degeneration, both eyes, tonsils, adenoids, a breast biopsy, right-sided apparently, negative. Next paragraph, reported side effects to sulfa and adhesive tape. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, bisoprolol, vitamin D, a number of supplements, thyroid replacement, aldactone, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, her weight was 160 with a 66 inches tall, hard of hearing, normal speech. Blood pressure 192/80 right-sided, 190/80 on the left. Normal eye movements. No facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no gross mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise JBD, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rapid gallop, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no palpable liver spleen, minor decreased pulses at the level of dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, however, no gangrene, no major edema, strong popliteal, no femoral bruits, some degree of acrocyanosis of the hands, but radial pulses are present bilateral. Otherwise, negative physical exam. Next paragraph. Creatinine has progressed over the last 6 years from a baseline 1.1, representing a GFR of 48, 2018. In 2023, 1.27, GFR 40. 2024, 1.42, 35. Repeat, 1.36, 37. Next paragraph. There is anemia, 12.3, abnormal white blood cell, abnormal platelet count, low sodium, 133, abnormal potassium acid base, abnormal albumin, calcium in the upper normal, mildly increased 10.6, normal glucose, liver function test not elevated. Elevated cholesterol, LDL, low HDL. Next paragraph. Prior thyroid studies normal. There is a stress testing which was done August last year. Preserve ejection fraction 56%. Mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy. Calcification of aortic valve. Moderate regurgitation. Grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Mild pulmonary hypertension. Negative stress testing. EKG sinus reading. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease, presently a stage 3, likely related to hypertension and hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Hypertension appears to be related to, notice the significant systolic predominant hypertension of the elderly. Some degree of vascular disease, hand and lower extremities, not symptomatic. Blood test will be repeated. We are going to update urine sample to assess the presence of blood protein or cells for inflammatory condition. Kidney ultrasound to be done to rule out obstruction urinary retention. I expect bilateral small kidneys. Cannot rule out renal artery stenosis. We will update anemia, iron studies, B12 folic acid, reticulocyte count, potential intravenous iron or EPO treatment if hemoglobin less than 10. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, phosphorus for mineral bone abnormalities with kidney disease, the importance of avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, the importance of salt restriction, monitor blood pressure at home, monitor blood pressure machine. We would like to bring the blood pressure slowly, progressively down to prevent any ischemic changes. Today, I did not change medications, but we will do it over time. All issues discussed with the patient and the son, end of dictation.